Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I am finally rejoined by Sarah.
I missed you.
She's been super busy.
It feels like it's been like 6 years.
I know, right?
Yes.
So on a previous episode that unfortunately I had to do by myself.
Aw.
It's okay. I understand you're a busy woman. I spoke about the health effects and mental effects that clutter can have with people and kids and just everybody. So this episode, I felt like I should do like a counter and speak about feng shui. I don't practice feng shui. I've heard of it and I've wanted to try it. I just didn't know how.
I have never tried it either. I mean, I've heard of it and I know that there are people that really find that it helps them.
Right.
It sounds like one of those things that almost sounds made up when you first hear about it, you know, but like just move the stuff around and then you'll be better. But I know that there's more, obviously there's more to it than that. And
right.
There's been both anecdotal evidence and I think probably studies done on it.
Yeah. There have been a few studies on it. Positive ones at that too is crazy. But then you ask yourself, is it in your head or is it really just really having the effect that they're saying it is?
And if it's in your head, does it matter? If right. It makes you feel better?
Exactly.
You
know? I don't think it does. Right. I don't think it does. So a few quick kind of facts a little bit about feng shui. So it's I don't know if they're facts. Anyway, feng shui is an ancient art and science from China.
Mm-hmm.
It literally translates to the words wind, water, feng. I don't know how to really pronounce that properly in Chinese, but that means wind, shui means water. Yeah, I was like, that's pretty cool. And then in Chinese culture, wind and water are associated with good health.
Okay.
So I could see why they would put those together.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically with Taoism and their understanding on how nature and how nature and land is alive and filled with qi or energy. If you haven't heard that word before, qi basically means energy, and how it all flows together like in positive, kind of just good, positive, flowy motion. So I actually believe that though, because I know like animals and trees and plants and stuff like that, everything like that has some kind of energy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But researching this was pretty cool because now I know how it all works and I'm like, ooh, I can't wait.
Are your children going to be traumatized because you're going to upend their lives and rearrange all their stuff?
Probably not. As long as I don't touch their rooms, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because they don't really hang out in the living room. They're just like, go to their rooms or anywhere else.
This actually reminds me of a conversation I just had with my sister, and she had to redo a room in her house and bring a couch in from a different room. So she was trying to figure out the best way to set it up.
Sure.
And she said she's rearranged it so many times that the kids keep saying, stop! You know, first
Leave
off,
it.
I just got used to it the first way. And they're totally annoyed with her for rearranging the living room.
Oh, well, they're not the ones that are going to be living there later. She is. So she has to be happy with it.
Well, they've got a while. They're pretty young.
Oh, okay. Well, just kidding. They have to live there for a while, too. So feng shui is actually the understanding how the placement of yourself and objects within a space affects your life. It also teaches us how to balance and harmonize with the energies in any given space. So they specifically mentioned home, office, and they brought in garden with this. And another article I read, it also mentioned your briefcase, like if you have a briefcase or book bags for kids or in college students, if you not really to organize it in a feng shui kind of way, but just keep it organized in general.
I could definitely use them, you know, because I take my backpack with me to work and back, and then every so often I just have to go through and clear out all the crap because, yeah, you know, there's receipts and there's this and there's pens and, you know, I just keep shoving stuff in there, mm-hmm, and then thinking I'll take care of that when I get home.
Mm. Yeah, we always forget.
Yeah.
I have to do that with my purse like once a month because I do the same thing. I shove receipts in there and I don't even know why, because everybody's like, do you want to get a receipt for that? And I'm like, yeah. And then I just shove it in my purse. And then when I find it later that month when I clean it, I'm like, why did I need that? And
yeah, just then you just recycle it. Right. Yeah. I know. I've started saying no thank you. Unless I know it's a receipt I need to keep for some reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, that's why I started doing it at first, because I was like, I might need a receipt for some reason. And then I just started saying, yes, I need a receipt for everything, which is probably a bad idea. Whatever. I like the ones that are like, can we email you or text you the receipt, mm-hmm, confirmation number? Those, mm-hmm, are amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
Although, you know, things in my purse are very well protected because they're nicely packed with receipts.
Right.
Right. Nothing will break.
Nice cushion there. If anything falls out, it'll be the receipts. And then it'll be the one you need, too.
But then you know, somebody says, hey, do you have a pen or whatever? And you're like, oh, sure. And you reach into your purse and just, like, crap was, yeah, flying everywhere as you pull
then
it out.
Then you're digging through it all. Oh, my, yep, gosh. Okay, back to feng shui.
Yes.
Feng shui, the practice holds that all things consist of varying degrees of five elements. Now, this kind of threw me because we're all used to the basic four elements that we usually hear, earth, air, fire, water, mm-hmm, right? Well, feng shui has five elements, and they are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And each of those...
Okay.
Sorry, I paused. Sarah's like, let me count those. Yep. Each of those are represented by a color. I'm going to say the color that goes with the element, and then later on, I'm going to repeat the same thing because it actually says, like, locations for it to benefit you the most, and I'll speak about those later also. So with wood, they said the colors that go with that is green and brown.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, right. Fire is red and strong yellow, mm-hmm, orange, purple, and pink. So that's pretty cool.
Purple. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like they kind of got that because, like, you know, at the beginning of a flame is like blue.
Right.
It's almost like a,
right,
bluish. It could be a red. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Red and purple are very, you, yeah, know, they're related.
Right. Right.
But
yeah. Anyway, okay. Earth is light yellow and earthy light brown. And then also they said like sandy kind of brown or earthy greenish colors, too.
Okay.
Metal is white and gray, water blue and black.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we've pretty much covered all the hues, I guess. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I just think I'll be doing this and come across a color where I'm like, I don't know what this fits into. Right.
I know. I'm going to be looking around here as we're talking about this and be like, the studio is so not in feng shui right now.
I know.
You got to fix it. I think it'll be fine. But anyway, the five elements, they interact in constructive and destructive ways. So meaning like if you have them placed properly, then the cycle... the energy cycle will flow positively. But if you have them constructed in a way where it's like, I'll explain that. So in a constructive way, this is how they said the flow goes. Water provides moisture for trees, which is the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Wood becomes fuel for the fire. Mm-hmm. Residue from the fire is like the ash and soil, which becomes earth. Earth is minerals that form metals, and metals cool as metals cool, it allows water to condense. So that's like the cycle. And then later I'll be describing, like, it's a whole lot of stuff, guys.
Okay. Is anyone else singing the Circle of Life from the Lion King right now?
Exactly. I can't wait till that movie comes out. That's a new episode.
Yeah.
or a different episode of GSMC movies. Listen to there. We'll be doing that one. But a destructive cycle would be like if you had metal, instead of having metal like next to the earth or water, having metal near the wood section or area, metal can cut wood. Wood can grow over and consume the oil or earth, and water can kill fire. So if you had those near each other, then it's just like not the energy isn't flowing right because it's like killing the other element, I guess.
Okay. And so this is still based on colors?
Like colors and elements.
Right.
So like let's say you had, I don't know, what is...
I mean, I'm thinking water. So if you had blue next to red?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if it flowed. And I think it flows like in a clockwise motion or something like that. No, there's a map. Anyway.
Okay.
But that's like the way it can, they interact constructively and destructively. So we'll go into that here in a little bit. But right before our break, I do want to mention that there's an amazing deal right now going on with Audible.
I love Audible.
They're awesome. I just like their selection. They have a selection of basically everything.
Yes. And you know what? I bet they have books on feng shui.
Oh my gosh. I totally didn't even think of that.
Yeah. And then you could listen to it and kind of absorb it while you're doing whatever you're doing.
I know. See, that will just get me in the feng shui mood. And since I'll be up moving around, they are audiobooks, so I won't need to like sit down and read like mm-hmm. a physical book there. I can mm-hmm. just listen to it while I'm on the go. So if you start a 30-day trial with Audible, your first audiobook is free.
Yes.
And to get that information, go to audible.com/GSMC Health or text GSMC Health to 500-500. Again, go to audible.com/GSMC Health or text GSMC Health to 500-500. And just get your options there. It's amazing.
It's not hard. They have a huge selection.
They really do. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more feng shui news for you. Stay with us.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We are talking about feng shui in this episode. It's amazing. So to figure out how to arrange things, you need this. It's called a bagua. Bagua.
How do you spell it?
B-A-G-U-A.
Yeah, okay.
Bagua.
Bagua or, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Basically the feng shui energy map. That's basically all it is. So This is an octagonal grid with the symbols of the I Ching, which is basically the ancient oracle of which feng shui is based. Now, use the feng shui, the bagua, that's what I meant to say, you use the bagua to assess and improve the different parts of your home so that there's a positive effect on like the specific part of your life that you want like enhanced, basically. So like health, wealth, or love,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm looking at it now, and okay,
you see it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was like, okay, I need one of these. I need to feng shui the mess out of my house. I also need a compass, but we'll talk about that later. The bagua is actually translated, it means eight areas. There's like basically the eight.
Yes.
And here are the eight areas. So if you have like the map, you have northeast, and this is like starting from the top left and then just going excuse me, around. So we have the northeast, the north, the northwest, then we have east, west, then we have southeast, south, and southwest.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our, you know, eight areas. If you have a map, so there's like two different kind of styles, which I mentioned later. But there's two different kind of styles, the traditional style, and then the, they call it the Western style, which like America has kind of like adopted.
Mm-hmm.
But it also goes with the style called BTB. And I don't know, I do know what those letters stand for. I just didn't write them down and they're super hard to pronounce. Here. So
let me see if I've got BTB. See, why don't you, this article is not helpful. Not telling me what it stands for. sorry.
While you're looking that up, Sarah, what BTB means. So, the Western style will have like a center. So it'll, instead of like the eight areas, it'll ask you to like, grid your home out into like nine sections.
Yes.
And the center section, instead of the eight, there will be nine, and the center will be like the heart of your home, like the whole center loving area of it all.
Right. So if you're having trouble picturing this, because I'm looking at it right now, then picture the more traditional one, like a stop sign, like an octagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the BTB is really just a grid 3x3.
Right.
So, and then in the center of that is what Ariane was talking about, the kind of the heart.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Each of those areas, the eight areas, has like a specific association with it. So like, you know how before I was saying, like, if you want to improve or enhance a specific part of your life, you would enhance that area more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In that like room or whatever. So with the Northeast, that's money. Tell me if the one that you're looking at is different from the one that I found. So,
okay.
Because I saw two of them that kind of contrasted with each other. But one of them was Western and one of them was traditional. So,
well, now I've moved away from my pictures, but, I'll have to look.
Yeah. The one I am talking about was the traditional one. And then I know that with the Western one, they kind of had the parts of your life or whatever you wanted to enhance in different areas than the one that I was looking at the traditional, the grid. Mm-hmm. Was different from the octagonal thingy. So the Northeast is said to enhance money or have a positive effect with money. The North was fame. Northwest was love and marriage. East was health. West was creativity. Southeast is growth. South, career. And Southwest was people.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So to find these areas, you'll need a basic compass, like one that works, will help you find these areas of your home because, you know, the needle always points to the north, right? So what you do is, like, you stand at your front door as if you're facing outside your front door.
Okay, so you're facing your yard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where you will have your compass, like, show you where the northeast, where all these areas are in your home.
Okay.
And then, or there's an actual, like, feng shui compass. Mm. I don't know where you get that.
I bet if you Google it, it would come up and you could find it probably even on Amazon or something.
Oh, yeah, totally. So, but that's how you can, an accurate compass will give you the directions in your home beginning at the front door. So even a regular compass will help. So each section has an element that is associated with it, along with the eight areas that matter the most for like your health and happiness. So with the areas, like the directions, northeast, south, all that I said, and the element, you have... like ones that are one section, like I said earlier, deals with health and family, wealth and abundance, fame and reputation, love and marriage, creativity and children, helpful people and blessings, career and path in life, spiritual growth and cultivation. And I think that's where I got the two kind of mixed up because I was looking at the traditional and the Western like map layouts.
Right.
Or the one grid and the one octagon.
I feel like this is maybe it's not as complicated as it seems like
right.
It is.
It's
but
really
right now
not.
I feel like it. Blah.
So
where's the feng shui corner for? I'm confused.
Right, just jump in the middle of your home, the area.
Right. Also, everything that I'm reading just says BTB or Western, also known as Western. And I've read several articles that none of which describe it. Just says. Western or BTB.
Yeah.
But no, nobody says what it is.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I should have wrote that down. I was just like, those are really long words, and I probably will butcher the mess out of them, so I'm just going to call it Western or BTB, just like everybody else. See, I'm sure they think just like me. But it's not that hard. So with the when you find, I'll explain to you here at the last section which element goes with which section of your home, and that's what you will enhance. So for example, if you have if you want to enhance like you just your career in the southern part of your home, you will just enhance maybe like your living room.
Mm-hmm.
So like break your living room up into like into those sections, and then put like books or things that have to do with your career. Like if you were a librarian, that's where you would put like your bookshelf in the southern part of your living room.
Okay.
Something like that. Or what was another one? They gave a great example. So like if you, what was money was northeast. And I think that has to do with, I don't know, it has to do with something green. That's what I'm thinking. Like, oh, green is money.
Well, it says wealth wood on the one, what I'm looking at. So wood would be green and brown.
Right, right.
So maybe plants? I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, if you have, okay, so if wealth is with wood, and I feel like money goes with wealth. So like in the northeast section of like your home, have green or brown in, like paint that wall green or brown. Or if you have like, I don't know, like a study desk there. Or do you ever, I don't know what they're called. My sister has one of these, like the little money bag, like for the Buddha or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, like set him over there. Right. Or you have like a little green Buddha or
the
something.
The outside of my house is painted green. Does that count?
I feel like that would be all encompassing in all directions. That'd be great.
Or it's wrong because it's not the right corner. Right. I don't know.
It's okay. We'll figure it out for you.
Okay. I'm not painting my house, but.
Yeah, don't do that. You have enough jobs, Sarah. Painting your house does not need to be added to those.
Okay, thanks.
But there is, like I said before, there are two ways you can structure your area in feng shui, with the traditional and the Western. But they said don't mix them. Just choose one and let that energy like kind of take over.
Right. Don't get too overambitious and try, you know, I'm going to do wealth and whatever. Now I can't remember any of the names, but like I'm going to pick six of them and shove it all in this room.
Right. Yeah. No. So exactly what Sarah was saying. So either choose the Western style grid or choose the traditional style, like octagon thing.
Right.
And stick with that one, because like I said before, when I was looking at both of them, they kind of contrasted in a few different ways, and some of them matched, but some of them didn't. And I was just like, ooh, that would be confusing. So that might kind of mess up your energy in your house if you're into this sort of thing. So before we take a quick break, I do want to mention an amazing deal going on with Audible. Audible's amazing. Help you with your feng shui. Even listen to like your favorite book while you're arranging your house.
Oh yeah,
you should tell your sister to do that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, she likes to read. I listen. I commute a lot, so I've been listening to audiobooks like crazy.
I should start doing that. Except the auxiliary cord in my car broke, so now I just have to sing to myself.
Aww. I actually still have an old school iPod, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, if you start a 30-day trial, your first audiobook is free. So to get more information on that, go to audible.com/GSMC Health or text GSMC Health to 500-500. Again, go to audible.com/health or text GSMC Health on that audible.com. Or text GSMC Health to 500-500. We're going to take a quick break and we'll finish talking about feng shui. Stay with us.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We're going to finish talking about feng shui in our last segment. Well, we were talking about it in the whole show. I'm not just saying like you just missed a whole bunch, but you didn't. You did a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Confusing people.
I don't know why you're coming to the podcast two-thirds of the way through anyway.
I know. That's just silliness. You should be listening to it at the beginning.
Yeah, start at the beginning, like Maria von Trapp says.
There you go.
Hey, so this is random, but it just made me think because, you know, we're a week out away from Christmas. I wonder if your Christmas tree, if you're supposed to put, you know, that's wood, that's green.
Oh, there you go.
If you haven't decorated yet, maybe you should put your Christmas tree in an appropriate feng shui place.
Right, there you go. There you go. See, think about that. And then choose the lighting appropriately for what you want to enhance.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go. You have white on yours.
I do.
But, ooh, that means, what was white? That was, I'm looking here, metal.
Okay, and
I'll tell you what that is. Okay, thanks, bringing us into what I was going to go. So the elements and colors and how they are beneficial.
Okay.
So I spoke about the elements and I spoke about the colors that they went with earlier, but now this is just going to dive into how they are beneficial to you. So with fire, this is a supporting energy to all your career efforts and they help achieve recognition. They also nourish sexual energy and warmth. So that's pretty cool too.
Oh, sure.
So the dominant area for fire is in the south area of the home. The southwest and the northeast also benefit from this element. So if you want fire to be more dominant, put it in the south. Or if you don't want it to be as dominant, put it in the northwest or northeast. And then the colors related to that again are red, orange, purple, pink, and a strong yellow. So
okay,
if you didn't get that, rewind the podcast and listen to it again.
That's right. Or pull up a map and look at it while Ariane's talking about it.
There you go. There you go. So moving on, we have Earth. And this helps create stability, nourishment, and calm protection for all your relationships. It's also needed to maintain health and inner balance. So if that's what you want to enhance, the dominant area in that is the northeast and the southwest areas. And then again, the colors related to earth are light yellow, beige, earthy, sandy colors.
Okay.
Yeah. Browns and light. Yeah. Metal brings qualities of sharpness, precision, and efficiency.
Oh, I need those. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, see, there okay. you go. Now you just need the compass to see if it's in the right location.
Right.
It also helps sustain the energy of calm, crisp clarity and lightness. It helps eliminate distractions. So if you want to enhance that, the dominant area in your home is in the west and the northwest.
Okay.
North. West. There you go. I'm over here figuring it out for Sarah.
There's also hand gestures that you can't see.
You can't see them.
That's why I was laughing, because they were very helpful.
There you go. The colors are gray and white. With water, this brings a refreshing energy of calm, ease, purity, and freshness. Also, the ancient symbol of abundance for wealth. So if you want to enhance that, the dominant area is in the north. The east and the southeast also benefit from this. So if you want it to be more dominant, put it in the north. If you don't want it to be that dominant, east or southeast. And then again, those colors are blue and black. And then the last one, we have wood. And this will bring energy of vibrant health, vitality, and growth, and also expressions for wealth and prosperity. So if you want that to be the dominant one, this is going to be in the east and the southeast. But the south also benefits from this. So if you don't want it to be super dominant, put it in the south. Again, the colors related to the wood is brown and green.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I need to do wood. I'm over here looking through wood, metal, and earth. Fire might be fun too. Just to enhance a few, but I think I'll start with those three.
Okay. I was going to say, don't get too carried away.
I know, right? Maybe I should start with one.
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. I am not an expert on this whatsoever.
Do you have one that you want to enhance? Your Christmas tree is in a good place for it all.
Well, I mean, and it's so you got the white lights, but you've also metal, but you've also got green, which is wood. So,
oh yeah, that's a.
Do those two not go together?
No.
Yeah. See, I've already screwed up.
Yeah, but your tree is your tree real?
No.
See, I don't think that counts.
That's true. It's not real wood.
Right.
Yeah.
And fake you don't tree. Put like water in it or anything. It's just.
Yeah. Because yeah. you don't have to water it.
And the lights are pretty bright too. So, anyway, that was our episode for feng shui. Again, if you want to check it out, look, just Google feng shui. That's what I did. And then looked up a few articles. Remember, you need the Bagua map.
Yes.
That will help you. And then you have your two different styles, the traditional or the Western, a.k.a. BTB.
Which I did see was from the Black Sect. That still doesn't tell me anything about who are the Black Sect. It sounds very like spy movie.
I wish I could help you guys out more on that. I should have wrote it down. Now I feel bad. I'll come back and let you guys know. I'm going to throw it in as a random thing on the on one of the other episodes. Be like, oh,
like,
what was that?
June next year, and she'll be like, BTB!
That's what it was. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Health and Wellness. Please join us again next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.